It had been years since the two of them had gone on a vacation together without the kids or grandkids. This was the first anniversary in nearly 25 years they decided to get away on their own. Not that the Crazy Q Motel was an incredibly far drive, but it was a good start at trying to put each other first again. If he could ever get the door open. The room was dark, and she flipped on the light to better see the dated furnishings. The bold but faded yellows, browns, and plastic on the floral love seat assaulted her senses, jolting her back to her past. She'd been here before. She suddenly realized this was the hotel they had stayed at the first time they had made love, the same time she had fallen in love. He looked back at her, forcing a smile. She could see the disappointment in his eyes. She smiled and nodded. She walked to the small bathroom without a word to wash her hands, giving herself time to compose her emotions. She had been so excited for the honeymoon suite. It had been years since they experienced something so romantic. She knew she shouldn't be mad. He had tried, but she was so disappointed. She walked back into the bedroom, ready to get back in the car and head home, to see him sitting on the plastic-covered love seat. He had an open letter in one hand, and his fingers wrapped around a tiny plastic package. She watches him gently as he turned the small package in the light to peer at the contents. She frowned and slowly approached him. As she neared, she saw two small blue pills reflecting the dim yellow lamp light. Her heart flipped in her chest. She knew it was impossible what the letter said, but if there was a chance to feel that passion again, to love like that again, she shook her head. She gazed into his eyes, surprised by the look of awe she found in their depths. He smiled and stood to brush a wrinkled hand against her cheek. What she wouldn't do to just stare into the face of her college sweetheart just one more time. She didn't trust the letter or the mysterious pills one bit, but she had trusted the man in front of her with her life for over 40 years. And she found herself nodding. The floor swayed beneath her feet, and she steadied herself against her husband's arms. She froze, feeling the firm, tight chest beneath her hands. She slowly opened her eyes and looked up. Bright, vibrant eyes looked back at her from a handsome face of smooth, tanned skin. A broad smile revealed straight, white teeth as full lips bent to press against hers. She felt him press against her, the front of his pants heavy and bulging against the inside of her shapely thigh. She looked down at herself, then unbuttoned the top of her blouse to see her full chest spilling over the top of her bra. Her husband gently ran a hand over the top of her breast, letting his thumb slide into her bra and rub one nipple. Her heartbeat raced as she looked past her thin waist to where his large cock pressed against his pants. She swallowed and reached down to cup him, his sighs filling her hand. Something flared awake in her belly, something she had not felt in a very long time. fiery butterflies that pulled heat between her legs. She shifted her feet as she felt wetness drip into her panties. Her full, plump lips pulled back into a wide smile. Oh, that first night had been the best wild sex ride she had ever had. Her body began to tremble in anticipation. He led her into the bedroom, throwing off the comforter, and had her sit on the edge of the bed. He took a deep breath, his face in awe of her shapely breasts, and gently touched her cheek and neck. There was lust in his eyes, a feral need, but also an adoration. He smiled, licking his lips. She leaned back and spread her knees. His shirt came up over his head and was tossed across the room. He grinned down at her, the muscles in his chest twitching with anticipation. He reached down and removed her jeans, taking a moment to close his eyes and breathe in her scent. His hands played with the top of her underwear, his fingers sliding inside to brush against her cropped trail of hair. She gasped as one finger found the warm, wet spot between her legs and gently slid inside. He gently slid his finger in and out of her slit. He kissed her belly, his tongue leaving a wet trail down her side. She raised her hips, pressing against his hand as his fingers slowly rotated, brushing her insides and making her toes curl. She felt the need build, the heavy, wet ache between her legs as he pulled out his finger and reached up to push her blouse over her head. She closed her eyes and felt him breathing over her skin. She opened her eyes to meet his and then looked down to his heavy, waiting cock. Liquid dripping off the wide head, ready. He crawled onto the bed above her, letting his soft sack brush against her inner thigh and tease her slit with his wet cock, lubricating their skin. His hands found her breast, gently caressing the skin, and then squeezing her nipples between his thumbs and forefingers until she cried out. He scratched his nails gently down her sides. He smiled and leaned forward, lapping at one nipple with his hot tongue, and then taking as much of her breast into his mouth as he could. He moaned against her skin, and she trembled beneath his touch. She fought to keep her breath steady, to stay calm, but she felt his warm skin press against hers, and her body ached with need. Her legs trembled as she felt his juices drip down her thigh. She grabbed his ass and squeezed. She raised her hips against his, reached down and cradled his ready cock in her hand. She gently stroked his shaft, watching his cock harden even more in response as liquid dripped from the fat tip. She guided his cock to her soft curls, letting the head brush against them. She ran a thumb over the warm head, spreading his juices to lube up his skin. She scooted on the bed and let his cock play with the edges of her slit, showing him how wet and ready she was. He thrust forward, entering her with one long, powerful stroke. She cried out in pleasure, and he worked his hips to get a better fit. She wrapped her arms around his neck and pressed her heels against his ass, pushing him deeper. He began to pump, his cock sliding in and out, his sack slapping against her ass. He pushed up onto his hands so he could look down at her breasts bounce as he moved. He leaned down, locking his lips onto her neck, kissing her passionately. He moaned in pleasure and then pulled out slowly, so slowly that she cried out wanting more. He got to his feet at the side of the bed. He pulled her ass to the edge of the mattress. He smiled as he helped her straddle his waist, and he shoved his cock back inside her warm slit. Standing beside the bed, he had more freedom to move, and his thrusts were deeper, harder. She cried out. She cried out, their skin slapping wetly against each other in a frantic rhythm. She felt her own climax building, and her thighs trembled uncontrollably as she felt his hot juices begin to fill her swollen pussy. She rolled her head back against the mattress and screamed out as the wave of an orgasm rolled over her skin. We'll be right back.
Oh, Thank you. We'll be right back.